All right, I think we're ready to go. Whenever you're ready, dude. Anytime now. Go for it.
The Year in Review, presented by the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Up next.
The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live on Rant EM Radio and available on all podcast platforms and at ShiningWizards.com. Find us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Our merchandise is available at ShiningWizards.com/merch. Do your Amazon shopping with us at Amazon.ShiningWizards.com and become a patron at Patreon.com/WizardsPodcast. As always, thank you for your continued support and enjoy the show.
This is Warbeard Hansen, and you're listening to the Shining Wizard Podcast.
I have a small dick.
God damn! Woo!
Closing out 2018, you're listening to the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, celebrating the end of the year with the year-end celebration? Wrestling talk?
Talk about wrestling.
Tony.
Matt.
Kevin.
Here in Studio A, celebrating your New Year's Eve. Why do I sound so freaking
You're loud. You're really very, very loud.
That kind of night.
This is like we've never done this before.
Ooh, it's our first time.
We've never done a year in review best of show.
This is
pretty exciting.
I'm excited.
I have a small dick.
Whoa!
What?
How has the year been personally for you guys? Is 2018 a success?
Would it be classified as a success? I mean, I think overall 2018 was a pretty good year.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Still here.
Yeah. Made money. The kid got older and one year closer to him moving out of the house. So
that's how it works, Gino. Oh,
really? So everything's good.
Good. Good.
How about you guys? Everything's cool? Cool in the gang?
2018 started off like shit.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
And then we went on the upswing.
Nice.
And now Studio B will be put to rest.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
And we will have a new Studio B. It'll be like, it'll be upgrade. It'll rival Studio A.
Well, we would have to.
I like that. Competition.
We have to give the new studio a new name, though, right? Like, we just can't call it Studio B.
Why not?
Because Studio B, you know, rest in peace, you know, all thanks for the memories.
Studio B2, like
B-square?
B-square.
Oh, God. Now you got me thinking
Bull of Buchanan? Fucking,
yeah, exactly. Oof.
I like it. But the Studio Buchanan.
Ugh.
That'll be exciting. 2019 will be an exciting year.
Definitely.
For the Wizards.
Yes.
And for professional wrestling with the way things have been going.
Crazy. Lots of shaking up going on.
Of course. Shake it.
Shake it up. Shake it up. Shake it up.
Shake it up. I mean.
I haven't had a Twisted Tea in like 4 months.
Oh, really? I was going to say 4 hours.
No.
Okay, we are recording this about a week before Christmas.
Oh, kayfabe to HJ, bro.
Oh, really?
Come on.
Oh, well.
It's going to slip eventually.
Well, it already did 4 minutes in.
Yeah.
We're celebrating New Year's tonight. We're actually going to go live to Times Square at some point.
Fucking stupid idiot.
You stupid idiot. You took down your Bruno.
Well, I have it in the back. It's kind of getting cut up in the top, so I don't want to like have it get wrecked anymore. I got to figure out another way to display it.
Okay.
And I got it next to Louis' Bruno, which he was nice enough to give me like a month ago. So whatever.
That Bruno is a little weird with all the hair on the inside of the legs.
Yeah, it is, right? It's like Zangief almost, and like it's like hairiness.
It's detailed.
It's creepy.
It's Louis. I mean, what'd you expect?
No, Louis. The figure is creepy.
I know, but it came from Louis.
Well,
so, you know.
I mean, both.
You know, we're lucky it wasn't the special Bruno Götze edition where he was bent over showing you his pie hole.
His very hairy butthole.
Cool. I'll tell you.
So So, if you're listening to this,
God bless you.
Happy New Year.
Thanks for joining us on New Year's Eve.
Hope you had a very Merry Christmas. You got all the gifts you wanted to, all the wrestling swag, all the wrestling t-shirts, the wrestling figures, whatever weird wrestling shit you collect. I still don't understand.
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
This isn't a bad thing. I don't understand the wrestling gear.
Gear?
What do you mean?
Like when non-wrestlers want wrestling gear?
Yeah, like when like guys are like selling the gear.
And people buy it?
People buy it.
Cause they're
what
creepy.
Are you going to do with like Vinny Marsalia's?
What are you going to do?
Like used essentially underwears. Because that's what they are. The tights are underwear.
No, yeah. I got it. And you're right. I'll never understand.
I mean, it's like I collect a lot of shit, so I get it. I just don't get it. You
it's
know?
One thing, like, say, like, if, like, AJ Styles or John Cena is selling ring-worn gear, and that's pretty cool. Like, it's AJ. But, like, your everyday, like, independent wrestlers selling their gear.
What are you going to do with the experiment tights?
Yeah, singlet? Like, I get why wrestlers want to do it. Why not make money on something you'll never use again? Because someone will buy it.
Do you still have your singlet?
Well, that's the only thing I can't find. I have all of my other gear. I have my knee pads.
I'll give you $5 for it.
I have my boots.
I'll throw it away.
I have my elbow pad. I have, yeah, pretty much everything
Wait,
else.
You said elbow pad?
Yeah, you don't remember the experiment. I only wore one elbow pad.
I don't. I think I saw you wrestle like 3 times.
That's 3 times more than my family did.
And I was more into just yelling and screaming at you to see if I can get you to crack. And I wasn't paying attention to your gear.
Thanks.
Maybe 2019. We need an experiment return.
Oh, that'd be like 20 years.
A one-off.
Oh, my goodness.
You could make that happen.
Oh, brother.
Experiment versus the big deal, Craig Steele.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Old school. At Rescue Mania 37.
30 in a row? But he would have to reprise his role as Pub Bully.
Why not?
That would have to be the way that we would do it.
Crowbar on speed dial, baby. Let's do it.
Ho, my wife would fucking throw me out.
For what?
2019 would be the worst year.
For a match at Pub Bully? Dude, you'll get
no,
out.
No, for me, it would be awesome. I don't know if it would be worth it. Get what I'm saying?
I got plenty of room.
See, and listen, it'll be Rescue Mania. There'll be plenty of emergency personnel right on hand.
I would definitely need rescuing. The Pub Bully would not be my toughest opponent that night. Let's just put it that way.
Fair enough. You don't think your kid would want to see you wrestle once?
No, I think he would.
Come on, pull the Goldberg gimmick.
I think he would.
Goldberg? Yeah.
Goldberg? What, just come out and spear people?
No, just like nah, he wanted his kid to see him wrestle, know the Goldberg of old. I want T3 to know the experiment.
Oh, God. It would definitely be the old experiment.
Put it that way. I want to see it in all of your one elbow pad glory.
God.
Did you do the Stan Hansen? Did you roll it down?
No, because I didn't really have a finisher. I actually used a
sleeper.
Yeah,
what was your finish?
I used a sleeper to finish a match once, and then somebody came in and attacked me from behind. So that's the only reason why I threw a sleeper on.
You only got to use a finish once?
Yeah. Yeah.
The sleeper.
Yes. Dude, I was a job guy, maybe. I lost a lot. Although, I do have a pinfall victory over one man, Mike Dell. And he still is looking for revenge, and he's never going to get it.
Well, maybe that's what we do.
What, bring up Mike Dell?
Yeah.
Ooh. But he's so sexy looking, and I'm just...
You're the experiment.
I don't know. You look like you're in better shape than the experiment was.
Oh, definitely. No doubt about it. Because, see, the experiment used to like to go down to Rutgers and get some grease truck sandwiches on the weekends.
Shining Wizards Matt still likes to do that.
So, I don't know, experiment 2019? Oof. How did we get here, for God's sakes?
We're going to start the retirement tour.
That's it.
Oh, okay. One stop. Rescue Mania.
This is what 2019 has in store.
Listen, you could do Rescue Mania. You could do ECPW. You could do WrestlePro. You could do the Monster Factory Ring of Honor Dojo.
Yes.
You're the new future of honor.
Yeah, maybe I'll do, what's the CZW Dojo Wars?
There you go.
We'll give Luke Hawks a call. We'll go down to New Orleans.
All right, yeah. Take it easy.
You'll get a role in a Jamie Foxx movie.
If, Jesus. If I had to pick.
You got the two best agents in the world right here.
I'm already on the horn.
Please. Who are you going to get on the phone on New Year's Eve, Kevin?
I'll call Danny Doring right now.
Good. Danny Doring is going to be wrestling Crowbar at one of those Rescue Manias. I don't know if you saw that.
No, it happened yesterday.
Oh, it did happen yesterday.
At the House of
Hardcore.
Oh, that was
well,
in...
Two weeks ago.
See how the kayfabe doesn't work anymore in 2018?
We should never have even started it.
Oh, good God. Well, we didn't start.
Wait, we started kayfabe?
No, we didn't.
7 years ago?
Seven years.
So where do we want to start with this?
Can I give you my list of who I'd want to wrestle if I came back in 2019?
Yes, please.
Seriously.
Yes.
I would take a match with Pub Bully. I think that'd be awesome. Just for the nostalgia. I might, you know what? I'd probably want Andrew Anderson on that list. I think that'd be pretty cool.
What about Louis?
I don't know if I could handle Louis, dude. I might, if I could
What are you talking about? You guys would do absolutely nothing.
What do you mean?
You just like.
We would show the crowd pictures of like Lemon Party and go.
It'd be like a story time instead of like an actual wrestling
match. Louis! This is my friend, the experiment! We're gonna show you pictures of buttholes! Essay! Does he say essay? I don't know.
Jesus!
Sorry, Louie. Love you, miss you, buddy. I would love to wrestle J. George. I think that'd be awesome as shit.
Correct!
Ding. Honestly, CPA. I'd love to have a match with CPA. I think that'd be cool.
Bickety bam.
That's right. And I think that might be about it. It might be a short tour.
In your face.
There All right, well, we could do that. You could go up to Long Island for... Create a Pro, wrestle CPA. You can do Pub Bully at Rescue Mania. You can do J. George at Tier 1.
Yeah, that match takes place in a graveyard.
Yeah.
Ooh.
In your attic. In your newly furnished attic.
In your face.
In your face.
Oh, Jesus. Hey, I meant to ask you. You actually tuned in to the one of the test Shining Wizard streams on Twitch.
Yes.
Were you laughing your balls off, or was it stupid?
It was all right.
You could be honest. It's okay.
It was the chat is like delayed, so you didn't see what I was saying until like.
Well, yeah, because the broadcast is like a good 20 seconds behind as
and
well.
I can't watch. Like I was not watching on my phone, so mm-hmm. I can't watch what you're doing and be in the chat at the same time.
Well, you saw
like it collapses. Like what you guys are actually doing.
Kevin was actually watching me and the kid playing Fortnite. I figured I had all the stuff
set I literally up. Had nothing else to do. Like,
well, that's,
there had to have been like, that must have been like the lowest point of my life. Where like, there's nothing to do at all that I'm watching Tony and his kid play video games.
Well, did you like the.
You
didn't watch General Adnan versus Connor? Now, you see. You didn't
I tuned in for that, and then I was like, I'm not fucking watching this.
Wait,
shit.
What'd you do?
The beginning of it, I loaded up 2K17 while I was waiting for my kid. And I did a completely random match. It came out as General Adnan with Pat Patterson in his corner against Hunter Hearst Helmsley, not Triple H, Hunter Hearst Helmsley with Alicia Fox in his corner.
Alicia Fox.
At the Rosemont Horizon for NXT. And I got three moves in, and Triple H, Hunter just beat the shit out of me for the rest of the match.
Of course, man. Don't cross the boss, baby.
It was hilarious, though. So you didn't get the beginning part where it was all random. I should have been recording for that, but I thought it was kind of funny. No?
I didn't watch much of it.
Oh, the commentary was great, though.
No, I turned it off.
Oh, terrible. See,
if
I don't
you
know
don't
know
what
watch,
I was doing.
How do we expect anyone else to
I
watch?
Don't know if I was at work. I don't remember.
Could have been like, hey, look at this slob Tony playing video games on a Sunday while I'm here slinging pizzas.
Was it a Sunday? Was it last Sunday?
Was it a Sunday? Yeah, it was. Well, it was a couple Sundays ago.
I was probably sick.
Oh, dying.
That was that Sunday.
All right, so what do you want? I mean, you wanted to lead us off. Did you want to go in any particular directions? I see you got PWI 500 maybe. You want to go through some of that? Where do you want to go, Matt? What do you want to do?
I don't have the PWI 500 anywhere.
Don't you have PWI open?
It's an ad.
Well, what the hell's that list?
This is the best matches of 2018.
Okay. I can't see so good, goddammit.
I know.
So I'm trying to help. I don't know. I do have the PWI 500 here somewhere, maybe. No, I guess not.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, because then you get an idea of like what PWI thought of 2018, and maybe we could work off of that.
Yeah, but they cut off way early in the year, right?
Yeah, well, we don't have to just sit here and read what they did, but I figure as a frame of reference, because how many times on like end of year shows do you have people that they completely forget to talk about? Like, we'll probably sit back in January or February and go, damn it, you know, we didn't even talk about Kenny Omega on the year-end show. I know that we're going to talk about Kenny Omega, but I'm just saying as an example. But you get what I'm
he
saying,
He caught
right?
my reaction so quick.
Well, of course, dude.
Well, I think we do it on a weekly basis where we just forget to cover a certain topic because we get so wrapped up in our conversation. So I get your point.
I just want to end 2018 strong and not forget anyone. You
if
know?
You had the PWI 500 like at your beck and call,
I really don't. I don't know where the fuck it is. I thought I'd be sitting here. We could do some more strange but trues.
No, we cannot do more strange.
No, I have the PW. I could go get it if we really need to, but whatever. We could keep working as we're working.
Working
oh, I have
working.
A digital copy of it right here, actually. I could pull up.
All right.
But go ahead. Lead us on the way.
Oh, sorry. Somewhere. I got the mic stand tonight, so this is very exciting for me.
Yeah.
That's how you end 2018.
For a reference point, if you're out there listening, we stopped our 2018 year in wrestling after Survivor Series. So Final Battle took place and TLC, but we didn't include them in this conversation. So if you're like, why didn't they talk about the ladder war? Why didn't they talk about the three-way ladder match at TLC for the Women's Championship? It's because we're not including that in this conversation because it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, fucko.
Well, one did, one didn't.
One did, one didn't. So 2018 starts off with Wrestle Kingdom 12, arguably one of, if not the best show of the year. WWE, in my opinion, they put up a very strong year, but there were peaks and valleys. NXT across the board.
That's like NXT could be its own category. Like we could be like, what was the best NXT show? Because and each one of them could be up for debate for show of the year. The takeovers. So it's NXT, like you said, Matt, across the board was on fire, strong on all levels, in my opinion. And you're right, WWE, for the most part, like the main roster, I thought they had a very strong beginning of the year. And then, like you said, peaks and valleys. But for them, they always, like, as much as we shit on like Raw and deservedly so, their pay-per-views, for the most part, have been pretty good.
Yeah, I don't think you can. I mean, it's really subjective as to what you think is a good. A lot of people shit on some of the outcomes. They don't like Roman Reigns. They don't like Brock Lesnar winning. So, I mean, but I don't think that really affects the pay-per-view, in my opinion. I can tell you, in my opinion, the worst WWE pay-per-view of the year was Backlash.
Which
May.
One was that?
That I was didn't... the one in Newark.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't go through all of the shows of the year, but, I mean, I'll take your word for it.
This is what they gave you on May 6th, 2018, at the Prudential Center. No. Yes, yeah. Prudential Center, right? That's what they call it now.
The Rock, baby.
The Rock. This was the Roman Reigns Samoa Joe match where everybody left. This show was like 4 or 5 hours long.
Yeah, oh, the before, shit show.
And before they were, this was before the pay per views were advertised as being as long right. that long. So that was just fucking long.
The AJ Styles Nakamura match that ended in a draw was on this show. Strowman and Lashley over Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Daniel Bryan beating Big Cass.
Oh, yeah.
Nia beating Alexa Bliss.
Oh, no. that match sucked a fat one, too.
I mean, this was, in my opinion, probably the worst WWE pay-per-view of the year.
I think it would have to be. I mean, unless you're talking Crown Jewel. But Crown Jewel had
I didn't
some...
I think the Crown Jewel was that bad.
Well, I mean, it had some good moments. Right?
Well, which one? Crown Jewel was the Saudi Arabia one, right? The second
one, yes.
And then the one in between was the Super Showdown in Melbourne.
Australia, yeah.
That was pretty shitty, if I remember correctly. One of them was, like, really bad, where, like, nothing happened. I think the first Mega Royal Rumble one, that was a fun show.
The Greatest Royal Rumble?
The Greatest Royal Rumble. I enjoyed that very much.
Where Titus fell down. Super Showdown, you saw.
Go ahead, I'm sorry. I'm
it's done. Okay. You're Super Showdown.
Oh my God, Yeah, we're just popping ourselves right now.
Yeah, that's good. Go ahead, continue.
I'm done. I'm done. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm done. See, Kevin wasn't
your
done.
Super Showdown.
Yes.
Well, yeah, he got me going again.
You saw Buddy Murphy beat Cedric Alexander for the Cruiserweight Championship.
That was a great match.
That was great.
AJ beat Samoa Joe by submission. The Shield beat the Dogs of War, which is what they were calling Braun, Dolph, and Drew.
Oh.
So, and then Triple H and The Undertaker.
Against Kane and Shawn Michaels?
Super Showdown was just the singles match.
Oh.
And that's set up for...
Oh, yeah, Kane.
Was that match that good with the two of them?
I like the Triple H Undertaker match.
I don't remember it. I just remember the tag match, which a lot of people shit on, but I didn't really have a problem with it.
Well, that's the other thing. There was so much wrestling in 2018, more so than there probably has been. Like, when you consider the length of pay-per-views, the amount of different companies that have now, like, buried or burrowed their way right into just being as important as WWE. There's so many shows to watch.
I've got a list of a whole bunch of important things that happened in 2018, and I completely did not put down that Shawn Michaels returned to the ring. That's how much stuff actually happened in 2018. It's wild.
Up until Survivor Series, WWE ran 14 pay-per-views.
That's insane.
It's a lot.
And then when you include Impact pay-per-views and Ring of Honor pay-per-views and New Japan pay-per-views and...
NXT.
NXT. Like, even like MLW shows now are getting aired, and the advent of Twitch and all these shows on Twitch and Fight and the Fight app. It's insane. Like, how many shows are that seem now important because you can watch them?
Okay, let me ask a dumb question. The NXT specials, like TakeOver, those are not available on pay-per-view, or they are?
No, I think
they're just network.
Okay. I wonder what kind of revenue they would pull in if they actually tried to put one on pay-per-view.
That's an interesting question, because I'm sure they would get some, but it's just also to the point where now pay-per-view has almost become obsolete. And it has been for quite some time.
I mean,
would you go out of your way to put something that's never been on now? Like, would you want to take that avenue when you don't necessarily, it's proven that you don't necessarily need it?
Well, even if you plunk it down for $20 or $15, maybe you get some fresh eyes on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like diehards that don't want to subscribe to the network, but they still want to see what NXT is all about.
Well, you get the free month thing.
Yeah, but. All right, fair enough. True. But even aside from that fact, like, even if somebody's like, maybe I'll take a chance on it because I don't want to support the machine. And then they go, hey, this isn't that bad. Maybe I will subscribe.
No, I totally understand that. It's like, why not explore an avenue of revenue that you're not doing yet? But in 2018, basically 2019, is it worth going out of your way to do that when you haven't been doing that since the advent of NXT TakeOver?
Yeah.
So... I mean, they still have WWE shows on pay-per-view, so they can do it if they wanted to. It's just that it's never been done, and at this point in the game, do you want to start doing that now?
We can never get Impact numbers for pay-per-view, right? Like, those are closely held. They don't release those.
They don't release financial anything.
Because I'm curious to see what they do. They didn't have too many pay-per-views in 2018, it looks like.
Well, they do the, you know, Bound for Glory, Slammiversary. And then the one night only stuff.
Well, I have here for 2018. They did Slammiversary, they did Bound for Glory, and they did Redemption back in April. That was Aries versus Pentagon versus Phoenix. That was the main event. Dude, Aries headlined all their pay per views in 2018.
He's awesome. Yes.
That's wild.
Let's see. I'll see if I could find some numbers. When was the last pay per view?
The last one was Bound for Glory when Johnny Impact won the title. That was in New York.
I think the only thing that it's available is obviously the ratings, because that's just public consumption.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I'm just curious to see what kind of numbers they pull down.
Actually, you should be able to find pay-per-view buys, right? They just don't release their, like WWE has like their quarterly meetings and they release their financials. Impact doesn't do that. But WWE has to, because they're public, right? Does that make sense? Or no?
No, it does. It makes sense. I just find it odd. Well, maybe I don't. I don't know. Because it used to be so easy to get. Well, here, I found an article from Wrestling News, Inc., wrestlingnews.co, that says that they usually were doing around 8,000 buys, but this is 2015. But that's so that could be far off. That was long before they started switching things around and getting back on track again. So who knows, dude?
That was before the Owl, I think, right?
I think so, yeah. That was during the heyday of TNA Day. I don't know, something like that.
You bring up the three Impact shows in 2018, and I don't think Impact had one bad pay-per-view show.
No, agreed.
Highs and lows during those shows, but yes, by and large, you are correct. They've been on a good streak this year. They had a really great year. Impact.
From an actual, you know, TV show product. We don't know about ratings and whatnot, but I think they've had the show has been enjoyable.
Well, I mean, as far as you know, this broadcast, they still do not have a new home going into 2019, or their contract is going to be up some point in 2019.
Makes me nervous.
But I feel like the same thing happens every year with Impact.
Oh, it does, but it's one of those things where you do kind of get nervous, where you don't want to see them not on TV, because once you disappear from television, it's kind of hard to get people back into that again, you know?
That's fair enough.
You know, like, everybody just assumed that when WCW went away that all these fans were going to go to WWE. That didn't happen. So if Impact goes away, I don't know if you get those fans back. They may just be like, okay, this is over with. I'm done.
Can you get the same result and the same people watching your product if you're not on TV in 2019?
What do? You go back to an all pay-per-view model? Do you go back just to streaming on your website?
Streaming on the website, streaming on Fight, streaming on Amazon, streaming on Hulu, streaming on... Can you still get the same amount of eyes? I think you can.
I don't know. I think by and large, no matter how far we've come with technology, the best, easiest, cheapest way to get people on your product is still broadcast television.
All right.
It's got to be. Well, I mean, cable included in that, but yes, over-the-air television, absolutely.
I guess because, I mean, the advertising, people want to pay for commercials during your show where streaming, I don't know how that works.
Well, it's easy too, because if you have a television product, you're going to get eyes that are just flipping through the channels. You know, people aren't just flipping through subscription services.
Yeah, you're right.
And then when they see that and like, hey, you watch it 1 week and they're like, you can watch more at impact.com or go to our YouTube channel and we have last month's pay-per-view up there for you to watch for free. And they're like, oh shit, I kind of like this. Let me go check it out. That's easy advertising for these guys. I mean, WWE does it all the time. That's why Raw and SmackDown aren't really, I mean, all right, SmackDown's moving, which was another big story in 2018, but you know, that's free advertising for them.
Was that this year that story broke?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that was this year, as a matter
fucking
of fact.
Year is a long time.
Yeah, no kidding. it was actually they had their meeting back in May, and in June they announced the 5-year, $1 billion deal to go to Fox. That's crazy. And just recently, I read that Fox is looking for them to at least bring them a 3.3 in the ratings every week.
Good luck.
I know. They're kind of teetering like below that at this point, so we'll see what happens.
And
I think if you load them up in 2019, you give them some John Cena, you know what I'm saying? Maybe bring Vince McMahon back.
Didn't he just say in an interview that he was done, Cena?
Is that what he said? He said he's wrapping up?
Maybe. I could be wrong.
It's completely possible.
I'm just a headline jerker. I just read it and then just don't even go into the story.
Don't even read them.
Don't even read them.
Kevin's jerking.
Headline jerking.
It's a lot to cover the end of the year, dude.
I know it is. What else is on your list of things that happened?
Well, but I mean, I don't want to shy away from what we were talking about, though. Are we still talking like best and worst pay-per-views?
Yeah, we could stay in that
yeah,
topic.
Look, we could stay there. We could absolutely stay there.
We could break it down by promotion. Impact, as we talked about, had only three pay-per-views. I think the first one, the Redemption, was probably their weakest, to be perfectly honest with you, which isn't really saying a whole lot.
But they were also in the transition during that time, weren't they? Wasn't that when Don Callis was first started coming in and storylines started changing and they started doing more with more people? Because don't forget, I just started getting back into Impact probably near the middle of the year. Like that, like the last pay-per-view, Slammiversary, that stuff was awesome. I know we covered that recently too, because it happened closest in time.
Bound for Glory.
That was the most recent one.
Right.
The one with the street fight with the planks in the ring and all that.
Yeah, with LAX and
yes, with Johnny Impact and the stabbing of in the neck of Su Yung.
You love you some Su Yung.
Oh, I love them all, dude. Rosemary, I love Su Yung. That whole thing, the storyline, completely cheeseball. I look at that and I'm like, it's no Braxton Sutter love triangle storyline thing, but it's good stuff.
Weren't you shitting on that for a little while?
No, he loved that.
No,
with that all was... the too many dark demon characters.
No, I was, but I do happen to like all the players involved. I like all of them. When Rosemary comes out and she's like, you shouldn't be here. You got to get out of here. And now that she's changing, yes, too many dark characters, but let's see where it goes. But that storyline with Braxton Sutter, with the fake wedding, with the sun will come out. That still, to me, that was the best of Impact of
and
all
And he's
times,
not there anymore, time. Is he?
No.
I don't think so.
That's a shame.
I saw him come up recently. He's back working again as Pepper Parks on the Indies, isn't he?
Yes.
I thought I saw something recently where he was on some sort of high-profile show.
It's possible.
I don't remember. Because I just read the headlines, man. I don't.
Headline right. Jerker.
Fair enough. Yeah, if you look back at Impact's Redemption.
Which is weird considering the match that was on the top of the card, Aries, Pentagon, and Phoenix.
Well, you had Eli Drake and Scott Steiner beat LAX for the Tag Team Championships.
Oh, boy.
Dummy. Yeah.
I mean, outside of Pentagon beating Aries and Phoenix in the three-way.
The Scott Steiner, Josh Matthews stuff, that wasn't on that show? Was that last year?
That was last year. Boo. The event, it got 7 out of 10. And it Tessa debuted on this
debut.
Show.
Debut. Doing debut. Debut. Oh, yeah.
Debut.
So it was a solid show, but
live.
I think it was the lowest of the Impact shows.
Which isn't a bad thing, because if the shows get better, that's a good thing, said.
I think Slammiversary was...
it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing.
The Slammiversary was your best Impact pay-per-view of the year. Aries and Moose knocked it out of the park.
Aries and Moose!
Hey, did you guys see? This is totally off topic, so remember where we are. David Starr is moving to the UK.
Oh, good for him.
Just throwing that out there. I was looking at the Wall of Fame and saw David Starr. I was like, he's moving. What are you doing there?
Oh, he's got his Rosemary figure.
I got Micro my brawler. Rosemary figure.
You had to say it like him, didn't you?
Yeah, of course.
Where'd you get that?
I got this from ProWrestlingTees.com when they had their big sale when I stocked up on all my favorite pro wrestling merchandise, including Shining Wizards t-shirts, ProWrestlingTees.com/ShiningWizards.
Look at that.
Get your gear. I am rocking to celebrate New Year's my Shining Wizards Kevin NWO Wolfpack shirt. Get them in soft, people. Spend the extra $4. It's so worth it.
It's a nice looking shirt, Tony. You did a good job.
Thank you. I feel like Kevin is caressing me right now wearing this thing.
With my eyes.
I'm going to take him everywhere I go, including my Rosemary, what do they call these things? Minifigs?
Micro Brawlers.
Micro Brawlers. Thank you, Kevin.
You're welcome, Tony.
Oh, she's awesome. It's even got her fishnet pantyhose. You can see them there, the detail on the thigh. Look at the detail on that thing. It's amazing.
Look at that.
You're analyzing the fishnet stockings on your Micro Brawler thigh?
Emphasis on the anal part.
All right.
You said analyze.
I said analyze.
No, go back, rewind. Hey, Tony, you said analyze.
Well, I didn't mean to say analyze.
Yeah, I think you did, Kevin.
Analyze.
I barely knew her. So Slammiversary, that was my favorite Impact.
Yes, it was Good Times for All.
Show of the year.
Well.
Analyze.
So I would go.
Pete Davidson's nickname, Analyze.
I would go Slammiversary, Bound for Glory, Redemption, in that order, in the Impact
category.
Bound for Glory was good. I did not. The Concrete Jungle Death Match may have been the most unique thing I've seen all year in wrestling.
It was scary, too. Not so much that I was afraid they were going to hurt each other. I was afraid somebody was legitimately going to get hurt because of the ring situation thing.
Absolutely. It was unlike anything I've ever seen. I don't know if it's been done before. I'm sure it has.
And Homicide doing Suck It all the time just makes me smile.
Hernandez.
Oh, Hernandez. That's it. Sorry. They don't all look alike, Kevin.
Thank God you still have 2 weeks till this airs so you can remove that from the...
Oh, he's not
correct. Ding.
He's not editing anything out of this.
No, definitely not. This is going up with all its warts and all the nasty warts.
Bound for Glory, though.
I didn't know your sister was homeless. Roddy Piper, WrestleMania 4.
Bound for Glory did have one of the...
Matt No sold the shit out of that.
Of course he did, and he's still talking about Bound for Glory. Holy cow, dude. Because
it had one of the, if not the worst match of the year on it.
Oh, okay, good, good. I like the segue.
Eli Drake, James Ellsworth.
Oh, bluff.
Was...
Dummy, yeah.
A dud. A complete...
Dummy, yeah.
I remember this, because everyone thought it was going to be Jericho.
Jericho, Big Cass was a name people were putting out there.
Ugh.
And then it was Abyss, right? That came out?
Abyss came out.
Because he was the Hall of Famer?
Yeah, after. After Eli Drake beat James Ellsworth. And the crowd hated James.
Well, Big
Ellsworth.
Cass is getting into, he's getting into acting now.
Don't do it.
Don't no, go real. There. Do don't for you real. Dare, you do son
it.
Of a bitch.
For real?
Don't. That's
sorry.
Don't do it.
Clumsy.
There's
don't
so
do
many
it.
Ways I can go right now. My mind is spinning.
Don't do it.
All right.
It's a year-end party show.
Just move on. Don't be a dick, bro.
All right. Well, then let's move on.
Fat!
Well, there you go. That's the nicest thing I could say.
So the Eli Drake, James Ellsworth, crap. Everyone was shitting on Ellsworth. I remember that.
Ellsworth made three appearances for three companies that week.
No, well, he didn't. For WWE because
well,
of that.
Well, he sort of did.
It was like backstage.
Yeah, but it was part of the WWE.com, wasn't it?
Yeah, but he was actually supposed to be on the show, and then he did Impact, and they were like, nope.
Well, and then on top of that, he did other things, and now he's not on any shows.
Then Abyss.
Dummy, yeah.
Dummy, yeah.
Dummy, yeah.
Dummy, yeah.
Sorry. Ellsworth's a dummy.
Dummy, yeah.
Good?
All right.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, just making sure.
Sure. Back to the Future 4.
Good.
Abyss, the Hall of Famer. I think they had their ceremony at the Hat. I think that's where they do their Hall of Fame.
It was just as funny when he said it 2 months ago.
Did I say it 2 months
I
ago?
Know, I don't know. Maybe.
I probably did. That's the only thing.
We lost Matt.
I don't know. Beats
Matt
me.
Tapped out.
Yeah, Matt's done. Much. Matt tapped out in July of 2018. Oof.
No, I think I was still here.
No, that. I'm just because of the year-end review gimmick.
So are we moving on to worst matches of the year? Is that a segue?
Yeah, I mean, there's... I mean, worst matches of the year is very subjective.
Yeah, I don't...
The Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal is up there.
Delete!
Do you have a thing that you're looking at?
Yes.
What are you looking at?
I just Googled...
Worst matches? I got a few right here.
Oh.
I got a few right here. Were we happy with Lesnar and Strowman from Crown Jewel for the vacant Universal Championship?
I know you hated it because of the way it ended.
It was pretty bad. It was pretty bad.
I didn't like it either. I don't know if it was worst match of the year, though.
Okay.
I don't think it was worse than Bayley and Ruby Riott at Backlash.
Ooh, I forgot about that one. Good call.
Oh, sorry.
Devils are playing at one?
No, Survivor Series 1994.
On New Year's Eve? Oh, shit.
I fell down the rabbit hole.
Fucking kayfabe.
Of
Jesus
Survivor Series
Christ,
again.
God damn it. How about Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns from WrestleMania? Ugh. Didn't really like that one either. No, yes, no, maybe. All right.
Let's it's tough for me to pick. Like, I feel like it's easier to put stuff over than it is to bury stuff.
We mentioned Joe and Roman Reigns from Backlash. Not good.
No, not good at all.
How about Jinder Mahal, Jeff, what's his nuts?
Goldblum.
At World's Greatest Royal Rumble. When he fucking did the flippy-do and he missed and Jinder just kind of fell. That match was all over the place. No?
Who was that, Jinder and...
Jinder and...
Marianne?
Yes.
And the Skipper and the Gilligan?
Yes.
I didn't mean to say Jinder. That's why it went that way.
You idiots.
We are idiots.
Nothing else? You guys are looking up. Type.
I got tons over here.
All right, well, give us some tons, brother.
The B Team versus the Revival.
Oh, what was
Summer
wrong
Slam,
with that?
Where he falls over.
Don't knock the B
Team. Curtis Axel reversing the small package and pinning Scott Dawson. I hated the B Team. John Cena and The Undertaker at WrestleMania.
Oh, come on. I love that match.
It was less than 3 minutes.
It doesn't matter. It did what it was supposed to do.
And it was never actually billed as a match.
Yeah, dude. It was Undertaker just beating the shit out of John Cena and burying him. And that was awesome. That was completely awesome. It reminded me of when Brock Lesnar re-debuted and he beat the shit out of John Cena and completely buried him on Raw the night after WrestleMania. That shit, that's awesome to me, and I can't bury that as a bad match.
Okay. Bobby Lashley, Sami Zayn.
Anything with Bobby Lashley's name on it can go right in the fucking toilet as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, my God.
It was, dude, they've got to do something better with him. Got to do something better with him.
They've tried two different things.
The guy was a hoss, by God, on Impact, and like he's just fucking back to where he was. Do we need to bring in President Trump again?
What about Braun Strowman?
He's such a great black man.
Braun
and Nicholas?
And Nicholas.
Oh, that was a feel-good moment, though.
You crazy.
Come on. Against The Bar?
Get the fuck out of here,
all right,
man.
I'll give you that one. That's fair.
Dog shit.
That's fair. Nicholas.
Finn versus Constable Baron
Corbin. Oh, anything with Baron Corbin could go right in the toilet
at
next to
SummerSlam,
Lashley.
Where the Demon showed up for a match that lasted over a minute.
Well, over a minute.
Don't even get me started on Finn Balor.
What about Daniel Bryan versus The Miz at Super Showdown? The match for the number one contendership that went 2.5 minutes?
All right. Yeah, you know what? But, I mean, I think storyline purposes, it kind of served its purpose, but I could agree with that.
Shane McMahon Ziggler at the Crown Jewel.
All right.
For the World
now,
Cup.
Now,
we're talking. There it is. That talk about your worst gimmick, worst storyline of the year. That's it.
Well, if you want to talk worst pay-per-views, I don't think anything holds a candle to that show. Honestly, with all that shit that went down.
That Shane McMahon bull donkey nonsense was awful.
Well, it was the whole nonsense.
For Survivor Series, I get it.
Yeah, but the whole nonsense of going to Saudi Arabia to begin with. And I know I talked about it early on the show, and like we've discussed it ad nauseum. But, you know, to make a long story very short, it's kind of hard to have that situation where now they're throwing so much money at you that you're necessarily rebooking so many things just to appease these guys that are throwing the money at you. Case in point. Now, Shane got a huge pop for winning that goddamn thing, but that doesn't make it right, you know?
It was stupid.
Awful. God awful. But the build was cool. When they were interviewing everyone and they were like Kurt Angle was like, this is my shot. This is the time for me to be like the greatest. And then he had that 40-second bear hug where he was trying to get the German suplex and it wasn't going anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Gross. Fucking gross.
Was
right,
gross.
Kevin?
There we go.
That's right.
What else was bad, Matt?
I gotta turn my mic on.
Turn my mic on!
There's a couple matches
couple.
From New Japan Pro Wrestling that were the G1 climax. I mean, obviously, if you're gonna put together 18 days of wrestling, you're gonna have some duds. Hirooki Goto against Yano. On July 26th was pretty bad. It was about a 4-minute match, and it was pretty rough to sit through. Shit, this just stopped working. Sorry.
Wah, wah, wah.
Surprisingly, Zack Sabre Jr., Tama Tonga, makes the list for a July 28th match, which is hard to imagine anything with Zack Sabre Jr. in it. But it was not a very good match. Toma Ishii against Tama Tonga on August 1st was terrible, to say the least. Togi Makabe, Bad Luck Fale on the 30th of July was equally as bad.
Ooh.
Michael Elgin, Bad Luck Fale on August 2nd was pretty bad. And again, this is the G1 climax. It's 17, 18 days of wrestling, and you know, for all the, it wasn't all bad, but there were some duds. Jay White against Bad Luck Fale is a completely terrible match, especially because they're two completely different dudes with completely different styles. Tama Tonga versus Yano. Yano does his comedy stuff. And then, you know, after three nights, it was just bad. And he got in there with Tama Tonga, and Tama Tonga just beat the shit out of him. And it was very,
flat.
It was terrible.
Yoshihanu, Hiroki Goto Tamatanga was another one in an awful match. Awful. Probably the worst match of the G1, and that happened August 4th. So that is something there. I don't want to feel like we're just dogpiling on the WWF. And it's very hard to find bad matches in New Japan Pro Wrestling.
But yeah, but come on, dude. Everybody,
I mean, they're going to happen everywhere. Matches.
Yeah. It is what it is.
So that was that. You didn't see many in NXT, especially on the TakeOver specials. It was hard to find. And NXT might be one of they might skate with the end of the year in terms of their TakeOver shows. I mean, I don't think you can find a bad TakeOver show.
Yeah. You look through the year and you say, oh, my God, this match was awesome. Like Gargano, Andrade, Cien Almas. Match is amazing. And like, that was a TakeOver of the year. Then you go to like New Orleans and you're like, holy shit, that was awesome too. And then I guess what was the Chicago? Like they're just amazing. They're always good. There's never anything really to complain about. I mean, I'm sure you could find something if you really wanted to, but overall NXT is probably if we did a thing for brand of the year, that's probably right up there with New Japan.
Absolutely.
So, or even Ring of Honor, unless you want to combine New Japan and Ring of Honor.
Which we will be doing in 2019, right?
Yeah.
The Garden, yeah. Right?
Yes.
That was big news this past year.
You're absolutely right.
That's huge news. How's that for a segue?
That's probably story of the year.
Well, there's a lot of stories of the year, Kevin.
Well, all right. Let's discuss.
All right, yeah. So Ring of Honor is going to be joining up with New Japan. First professional wrestling not associated with World Wrestling Entertainment in what, 50 years at the Garden? 60 years?
Been a very long time.
Very long time. Longer than any of the Wizards have been around.
What are your thoughts about now that it seems to be that's not going to include guys like Cody and the Bucks and stuff like that?
It might. But it might.
For all intents and purposes, let's just assume that it's not now based on what we recently read and learned.
I don't think necessarily that Cody and the Bucks are the be-all, end-all of selling that place out, to be honest with you. You know what I'm saying? Look, no disrespect to those three guys, but All In doesn't sell out on the fact that it's just Cody Rhodes. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, we had this argument before.
I know.
Yeah. I think it does. I think it's Cody and the Bucks combined.
Really?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, in the
I mean, look who they're. I mean, it's New Japan. You don't think like Kenny Omega is going to be involved? You know, like their top guys, the Golden Boys, or you know,
Jesus Christ.
Wait, well, that's where it's like a little shady for me. I don't know what's included. Like, I don't know. Like Cody, for all we know, does he still work for New Japan?
I think his contracts are done at the end of the year
for both.
Yes.
All right. So, but he could technically, if he wanted to, re-sign with New Japan and work this show.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? I don't know.
There's no doubt in my mind, bless you, if we're doing predictions for this show, I would think that you're going to see Cody and the Bucks at this show. I think they'd be crazy not to get involved with it, you know?
Cody and the Bucks will be at Wrestle Kingdom 13, which takes place January 4th.
Always the 4th.
January 4th.
Always the 4th. Yes.
So they're still involved with New Japan Pro Wrestling. What that means after this, because I feel like the same thing happens every year with Kenny Omega and his contract. Obviously, Cody and the Bucks just finished up a couple weeks ago with Ring of Honor and Hangman Page.
Unless they got that new promotion they've been throwing around, the All In promotion. That was another big story that hasn't really come to fruition yet. But Jericho, the Bucks, Cody, JR, by God.
And the son of the owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yes, and they've been applying for trademarks up and down, left and right.
So do you think that's for an actual promotion or just another show?
They're trying to protect it. So my gut is probably not just one more show. It might be something infrequent, but I think this has got promotion written all over it.
I think they'll work at us.
I don't know. Could be. Maybe they got the money to drop a couple grand on some patents, on some trademarks, you know? That could be completely possible. But who knows? You don't bring in somebody like, who's the guy from the Jaguars? You're talking, right?
Yes, Khan.
Yeah, so Khan! So you're talking tons of money there, dude. That's not like, oh, we're going to run a show once a year money. That's, we're going to run a show every fucking week money. You know what I'm saying?
No, listen, I hope they do. It's just crazy talk.
Well, I mean, look, the success they had with All In this past year, the money that I'm sure Ryan at Pro Wrestling Tees made from that event, all the other merchandise, all the buys, everything that went into that, you shop that around, people are going to take notice, you know? Especially somebody with deep pockets like an NFL owner, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
If you got a guaranteed return after a couple years on that, that might be worth the gamble. And these guys are looking to write shit off anyway, so, you know, even if they screw it all up, no harm, no foul, really.
What? Yeah, what's up with that?
What? No harm, no foul?
Like everyone says that, like Ring of Honor is a write-off for Sinclair.
Yeah.
Or an Impact's a write-off for Anthem. How does that work? What does that even mean? Like, what does that mean?
You take your losses and you write them off against your profits. So if they made, say they made like a gazillion dollars off
of
selling their energy or whatever.
How many zeros you got in a gazillion?
47.
Okay. 47.
Like that? Right off the top.
I like that.
So whatever Anthem does, are they into the, no, that was the Dixie Carter family, the Power family. What does Anthem do? Their energy? No, that's Panda.
Media?
Okay, Anthem Media.
I have no idea.
Say Anthem Media makes a gajillion dollars last year. Impact loses 10 million.
It's probably not media.
Well, they could write their losses off against what they made and have to pay less taxes.
Anthem Sports and Entertainment Corporation is a broadcasting and production company based in Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
Ontario, not Terrio.
Sorry. It's a global media platform that owns and operates niche specialty TV channels and related digital media assets
rejated.
That cater to a male
Kevin,
demographic.
I was jaded again. I was rejaded.
I was rejaded.
Fuck you. I haven't spoken in like a week and a half, so I'm getting.
I was jaded.
Up here.
I lost it. Then I got jaded again.
I got
was re-jaded. That was Pootie Tang. Did you ever see Pootie Tang?
Yeah, of course.
That's a great movie.
So you're taking your losses away from your income, which means you have to pay less taxes and whatnot overall. So.
Okay, that's what I wanted. That's what I wanted to like get cleared up, because people are saying that like just because you write it off, it means that you don't account for any of the losses. You just pay less on them.
Well, sort of. It's a nice way of saying that there's less that they have to pay out at the end of the year.
All right.
So you're good.
Because if you lose $10 million, you're still losing $10 million.
Well, if Kevin Garifo loses $10 million, you know, but if Anthem loses $10 million, we'd write it off.
Oh, okay.
No harm, no foul.
Well, all right. Bada bing. Okay.
Listen, if I had the ability to write off $10 million, then I'd be fucking set for life. But
if I had $10 million to lose.
If I had $10 million.
I knew it.
Yeah, well, come on, bro. Sing along.
I just don't want people to think that just because they write it off doesn't mean that they still didn't lose fucking a lot of money on it.
I would write off Impact, write a nice big check to the government.
All right.
Well, that's why WCW was running operating losses, because Ted Turner could write it off with his fucking empire. And then when they sold out to Time Warner and to AOL and all that, then AOL didn't want to write that shit off anymore. They said, fuck it. Like the hand motions? Fuck it.
Right.
Oh, jeez Louise.
You are speaking with your hands today, though.
Yes, because I'm Italian, bro. That's how we do, bro.
That's how we do.
But I think
the success of the MSG show is built on the backs of the fact that it'll be the first time, as you mentioned, a non-WWE product is run. And I think the idea of bringing in the New Japan Pro Wrestling guys during WrestleMania weekend,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you're not... on the West Coast, where this year we saw a lot of New Japan Pro Wrestling being held, and I know they're going to do Carolina in January, but this affords an opportunity for a lot of people to get to see the Tanahashis, the Naitos, the Okadas, Kushida, Ibushi, maybe more guys that you don't get to see in the United States, you know, if you're not in a hotbed.
Well, I'm excited. I haven't seen hardly any of these guys, so... I'm pumped.
I'm super excited to see Tanahashi live, Naito live, Okada. You know, if you're not getting to the Ring of Honor Global War shows and you're not out on the West Coast and, you know, you didn't get to go to All In, well, you get to see these guys live. You're going to get to see the Suzuki Goons and the Tamort. The
Super Porky's doing the show. But yeah, everyone's here for Mania, and there's tons of options to see great wrestling. And New Japan and Ring of Honor is not one of the worst options.
No, it's not. It's actually one of the better options in my mind.
And they did the old switcheroo with
Dipsy Doo, Dunkaroo, switcheroo.
With NXT and Hall of Fame.
That's right.
So now you get to see both.
Wait, they switched to Hall of Fame again?
Yep. The NXT is Friday night. Hall of Fame is Saturday night.
Ooh.
So you can go to both if you want.
I did not know that. That's a good. That's ooh. Do you think? WWE did that on purpose?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Ooh. Shit. Big deal.
The WWE also
extended
its brand in the NXT British division.
Ooh, did you see the new tag belts?
Yes.
Did you see them?
No, I haven't seen
them. Oh, they're a beaut. And they don't look like the garbage Shield with the big W. They got the horse and the lion, and they're awesome looking. Let me see if I can pull them up.
Wildcat belts.
Yes, yes, yes. That's Luke Hawks making belts in his spare time.
Not so much. I like where you were going with that.
What? It was I try.
But they're built that NXT WWE NXT UK, which last year, 2017, was a baby. Now they've gone and they've had a weekly show and they're gonna have their first NXT special.
Two weekly shows.
I got a picture up of them right now. It's got the NXT logo real small in the middle, but as you can see, it's got just like the UK championship, the horse, the lion.
I like it.
All the little designs and thingamabobs. And it looks like it's got interchangeable side plates as well. So winner, winner, winner. Chicken dinner.
I got to go to the bathroom.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, diarrhea?
Maybe.
No, for real?
No, I just got to go to take a leak.
All right, well, because we're coming up on that time, so you better hurry up.
All right, it's right there if you need it. Just click on it.
Oh,
I'll be right out.
All right, fine. Fucking. Kevin, you want to talk about some top stories of 2018 while we wait for a bag of shit to go take a piss?
I sure do.
All right, well, something near and dear to my heart, Bruno Sammartino passed away last year, back in April. Yep. 82 years old with his family and friends around him in Pittsburgh. Apparently when I can't even think of what he had when he was a kid, but the stress on his heart from when he was a child caught up with him. Still lived to be 82 years
82,
old.
82, man.
I know. That's a
I don't care what your cause of death is at 82, unless you're, like, murdered.
Well.
Other than that, 82 is a pretty good life.
Bruno Sammartino murdered at 82.
That's right. By the stress.
The stress. The fucker was working out, like, every day, too. Looked like a million bucks. One of my favorite things ever was I actually had the chance to meet him. And he was, the minute I spent with him, he was great.
Sure he was.
The time he spent with David, probably not so much, but.
Who?
His son.
Hey,
come on, bro.
Who was I listening to where they were just talking about David Sammartino again?
Sure,
it was one of the podcasts.
Yes, I want to say Pritchard.
No, I think it was Bischoff, actually.
Oh, because he came into work during the wars, yeah.
Yeah, during Starrcade. It was like fodder up to Starrcade 96.
You're absolutely right.
So,
well, one of the other big stories, Roman Reigns announcing he had leukemia, relinquishing the Universal Championship. Actually, that it returned.
Do you have any positive stories in there?
Oh, no. Yeah, they're coming. Okay. We went through a lot of them already. We talked about Ring of Honor at MSG. We talked about WWE on Fox. We didn't. All right. Well, there's other stuff we can get to. We talked about WWE in Saudi Arabia already. So What about
Daniel Bryan returning to the ring? Was that 2018?
Yes, and I don't even have that in my notes. Not only that, but he also wins the WWE Championship.
That's right. That's a feel good story. And now he's one of the best characters in the company for a completely different reason than we remember him.
That was yeah. And now he's got the heel streak going through him too.
He's one of the best things on TV right now.
Exactly.
So that's a feel good story right there. Daniel Bryan coming back to the ring.
What else was there? We talked about All In, but the big story out of All In was that Cody won the NWA World's Heavyweight Championship from Nick Aldis. That was a big story. That was a great match.
Former guest of the show for Matt's birthday bash.
That's right. Would you consider that match to be one of the best of the year? Aldis and Cody won?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Huge big fight feel to it.
That's it?
That's it. That's all I got.
Holy cow. Like, you hit a wall. Speaking of hitting a wall, I think it's about time for us to celebrate the upcoming New Year. Let's take you live to Times Square. Any day now. You got a connection? Yeah, I'm ready. Yeah. Let's go live.
We've all been waiting for. Everybody should come here at least once. Never, ever forget it. The guys are busy. The excitement, they feel it down there. Boy, oh boy, listen to that crowd. And it's all gonna happen. All right, let's count it down. 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 12, 10, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, Kevin!
Happy New Year, Tony!
Good golly, Miss Molly!
Wow. Shining Wizards correspondent.
Yes. There. See, we bring you the best here at the Shining Wizards. And, you know, as we're celebrating, we're going to keep popping the champagne. We're going to pour a couple drinks. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, more of the best and the worst of 2018. But as we say every week, back after this.
You.
Tony here. Sorry, always wanted to do that, even though I wind up doing that every week. But guys, you know, the holidays are just around the corner. Christmas time, Hanukkah time, Kwanzaa time, whatever time. You're going to be doing your online shopping through Amazon. Why not do it through us? Go to Amazon.ShiningWizards.com. Click on your country's banner. And when you shop, we get a little bit of the cut that Amazon would normally take. Now, you're not paying anything extra, but their profits get a little bit into our pockets. And we keep this gravy train rolling. So this year, when Santa's coming down the chimney and you're not getting credit for what you bought, you can have a smile on your face when you realize that your purchases help to support the Shining Wizards.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese man of war Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dog, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week, we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday, everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at inconclusivepod or facebook.com/inconclusivebreakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
We're the Jersey Wrecking Crew, and we approve this message.
Even though many of you believe that we're living in an ununified country where the main question is whether to kneel or stand, you'll never have to worry about the Jersey Wrecking Crew.
Because we're up all night.
Too sweet. No, it's one sweet.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Listen to the Jersey Wrecking Crew on the High Spot Podcast with brand new episodes every Friday on the Shining Wizards and B-Plus Player Radio Network.
What a bag of shit this song is. They play this every year after the ball drop, dude.
I know, but this version, we couldn't find a good version.
Well, I mean, we could have tried harder, but it is what it is. Please don't play another version. Please. What?
It's really It's a Wonderful Life.
Merry Christmas, movie house! Every time Kevin gets laid, an angel gets her wings.
That's right.
Oh.
To my big brother, George, the richest man in town.
That's better than the other version.
Oh, the old version stayed in. Everybody's heard that already.
Oh, yeah, no, I know.
What does all Lang Syne mean anyway?
No fucking clue. Maybe Kratzo knows this. Doesn't he speak German? Is that German? Look it up. Somebody punch it up.
Lang Syne?
That's a Christmas present from a very
good friend. Ah, Juju Beast.
That's a Christmas present.
Fucking.
From 1937.
I like turtles.
It's called cirrhosis.
And polio. Every time a bell rings, an angel gets polio.
You know who had a great start to the year that fizzled out once what? WrestleMania came around?
Polio.
Asuka.
She's getting right. She's back in the mix.
Okay, she is now, but comes off hot, winning the first ever Women's Royal Rumble.
Gets polio.
Everybody thought she was going to beat Charlotte, keep that undefeated streak going, which she had from NXT. And then, whoops.
Yeah, whoops is right.
Nope. Yeah. Probably should have pulled the trigger on that one. But considering they didn't, it leads us down the road to probably the hottest closing act, 2018, Miss Becky Lynch.
All right, well, let's get there right now. Let's transition.
We're
right
there,
in.
Kevin. We're right there.
Best female performer of the year.
Ooh, you know what? I debated this one, too.
This one was a tough one for me. Matt is already locked in. Matt knows who he's saying, and I don't think it's going to be who we think it is, but it might be.
Matt. No, it's not fucking Ronda Rousey.
No, it's
first
not.
First and foremost.
It's not.
That's not Nia.
Okay.
It's either Charlotte or Becky. What Becky's done the last 3 months probably puts her ahead of Charlotte, but you can't disregard Charlotte's body of work.
Yeah, but Charlotte also lost to Carmella.
Unless it's in an ESPN magazine.
Charlotte lost twice to Carmella. Oh, blech. Blech.
Jitties. Yeah, but Becky didn't have like a gangbuster of a year.
I thought you were saying gangbang.
She didn't do that either.
That we know of. Yet.
Let's see if I can find.
Yeah, she came back this year and her movie's coming out.
I'm actually really excited. I watched the extended trailer of that movie, and I'm actually really looking forward to seeing
it. Yeah, you know what? Watching the extended trailer, like you said, it kind of makes me want to, like, see it. I'm not going to go out and pay, like, $20 to go see it.
There's, like, a lot more in-depth stuff than just the wrestling shit. But, like, I'm looking forward to seeing that movie when it comes out in February. So yeah, that's another feel-good story.
And Vince Vaughn's in it, so.
Yeah, I didn't even know that.
Can't be all that bad.
He's, like, he's like Albert.
Yes,
He's Tensai. The Tensai played by Vince Vaughn. So Matt saying Becky Lynch.
I mean, at the beginning of the year, she was losing in tag matches with Naomi against Carmella and Natty. She was, I don't know, let's see. She looks like she was losing a lot of triple threat matches against Carmella.
And Charlotte also had that great match with Ronda when she stepped up.
Yeah, I mean,
that was a good match.
It's tough.
They both had really good years, but I mean, Becky really took off when she won the title from Charlotte. Like, really took off.
Yeah, I mean, if you went either way, I would not argue against your choice.
Because don't forget, Charlotte won the Women's SmackDown Championship at SummerSlam.
And
that
triple
essentially
threat
started everything.
That set off, and Becky got set off that show, right? Didn't she attack her after that match?
Yep.
So Matt is saying either Charlotte.
I'm
or
going
Becky.
Becky.
All right, Tony.
I'm going to agree with Matt. I'm going to go with Becky. Becky could be like the best thing in wrestling right now.
Well, I'm throwing in someone completely different.
Uh-oh.
I'm going Shayna Baszler. First ever two-time NXT Women's Champion.
Yeah, but that means she lost.
But the match with Kairi Sane.
That Matt hates. That's why he didn't go for
Shayna. She's been the most consistent character. She didn't have an up and down, really, per se. Like, Becky Becky's the best right now. Don't get me wrong. Becky is the best to me. But I think as a consistent 2018, as just a constantly solid, steady performer, it's Shayna Baszler.
I think you could put Alexa Bliss in that category, too.
That's a good point.
You know, I mean, she's been
hurt. But she's been hurt for a while now.
A while? I think it's just been the past couple of months, no?
When was the last time Alexa Bliss had a match?
September, October? I have a feeling she got cold once Becky started getting hot. Like, it was around the same time. So, fair enough.
There's so many, like... I mean, the fact that you can make a case for a lot of different people,
a lot
of different chicks.
Look, women's evolution, something we never thought we'd see.
And that's a big story 2018 as well.
And that card overall was pretty good.
You could put that up in there if you wanted to talk about show of the year. You could put Evolution up there, I think. I think it was that good.
Yeah, and I think it was smart that they put Trish and Lita in a tag match. That was where Alexa Bliss first didn't wrestle. She was supposed to wrestle in that tag
match. And Alicia Fox came in.
And you know what? You're going to shit on me. I'll say it again.
No, thank you. Thank you.
There it is. Alicia Fox had a pretty good 2018. I was okay with most of her in-ring work.
The star of Mixed Match Challenge.
There you go. Oh, the end of that.
Mixed Match.
Fox.
That was a dud, the end of that.
But Asuka turned on The Miz finally. She had enough of his shit.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, there you go. Now something you got to
watch. I only watched one episode of Mixed Match Challenge.
That's one more than I've ever watched.
Fall. Saw.
Fall.
My. Big. Fuck, I got to watch that again. We should watch that for a theater. Holy fucking fuck, fuck, fuck.
All right.
Oh, and Renee Young got to commentate for the Crown Jewel.
Fall.
Which didn't take place in Saudi Arabia, by the way, if you were paying attention to the advertising. Because, you know, murders and whatnot.
It took place in Crown Jewel.
Yes. With the return of the Hulkster, by the way.
Oh, yeah,
2018.
Brother.
Let me tell you something, all my brown friends.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Dude. I love everyone, brother.
They didn't call him brown friends,
did I know. It's funny, though, because Hogan, you know, used the N-word and whatnot.
It's not funny.
It's funny to me, damn it.
Still real to me, damn it.
I could find humor in these things.
Someone has to.
2019, lighten up, people. Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
Woody-woody-woo. Happy New. Fuck. Where are we going? Want to do more news and notes?
What else?
NWA 70 took place, the 70th anniversary.
Oh, yeah.
So the return of commentary, aside from MLW, Tony Schiavone.
Well, Jim Ross, not Jim Ross, Jim Cornette.
Well, goddamn! Tim Storm wrestling, which is always a great time. But Nick Aldis, surprising me, recapturing the NWA World Heavyweight Championship from Cody in their rematch.
Yeah.
That was a hell of a match, too.
It was a very good show. Production was a little shoddy, but...
Production was the shits. Absolutely.
For the first time out, NWA put forth a great effort. And the fact that it's the end of 2018 going into 2019, and we're talking about the NWA, speaks volumes of what Billy Corgan and company have done for the NWA and pro wrestling.
And it doesn't seem to be stopping, because if I'm not mistaken, they just had a presence at the Ring of Honor tapings post-Final Battle.
Oh, nice. So. And they're bringing back the Crockett Cup.
Yes,
Crockett Which is Cup. What they announced. Yeah, Road Warrior Animal made that announcement at the show.
Well, that's
Hulk.
That's Hulk.
I know. Yeah. But I can do dead people too, Kevin.
Well.
Matt enjoys doing dead people.
I do. They don't,
ooh, boo.
They don't put up such a fight.
All right. I opened the door, so I can't even say anything.
I opened the casket, so.
Yeah.
Whoa. Bringing the funny for 2019.
Just watched Undertaker Kamala casket match from Survivor Series 92.
Just a pair of feet in the casket.
End of career.
Boo, fucking who? Jesus.
So NWA going strong, striving.
Striving.
Love it.
Striving, surviving.
Striving, there you go.
What else you got on your...
Kenny Omega finally realized his dream and won the New Japan World Championship.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, the match of the year.
Yes.
At...
That wasn't Wrestle Kingdom.
No.
It was...
There was two out of three false, too. Yes, where was that match? My God.
Was New Japan Dominion.
That was it.
June 9th, 2018. Two out of three false. 64 minutes.
Yep.
The match went. It got seven stars.
Dave Meltzer blew everyone in the locker room.
I mean, the match was allegedly unbelievable. Unbelievable. That card itself is up there. It's the top one. Top card. The Young Bucks won the IWGP World Tag Team titles. Michael Elgin won the Never Open Weight Championship.
Never opened it.
Takahashi beat Ospreay for the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Championship. And Chris Jericho beat Naito! For the IWGP Intercontinental Championship. And I don't know if you've seen it, but Jericho's at it again.
A
week or two ago where he called Naito a motherfucker and he beat the shit out of him after Naito spit water in his face.
What'd you think of that? That was kind of cheeseball.
I like it. I love it.
Yeah, but it was a little soft.
Yeah, but the people over there love that. They eat that shit up.
It was a little soft, though, don't you think?
No.
It was. I don't know. Watch it again. It feels like they were going like 60% full motion, like not full motion. It was.
You want them to go 100? God forbid one of them gets hurt doing that, and that's the
professional wrestling. It ain't ballerina.
The co-main event for Wrestle Kingdom 13 is out the window.
Out the window.
Out the window. Oh, if one of them guys get hurt.
You very dishonorable. Make main event go away.
Who, me? Never.
Oi.
Yeah.
Oi.
Oh man.
Ah, fuck. All right, you talk match of the year with Kenny Omega. Do you have anything else that comes close as your match of the year?
Gargano and Almas at NXT
Philadelphia,
yes.
The match was awesome.
Yeah, I mean...
Now, I did not see a lot of these matches that you guys are talking about, although I did see the 7-star match, which I enjoyed.
And I think Gargano Ciampa...
Chicago Street Fight.
Take over New Orleans. Oh,
The first one.
Yeah.
Where Johnny Badass made a Ciampa tap. Then I liked all of them, but the Street Fight to me, the Chicago Street Fight was pretty fucking sick. When he DDTs him right on the fucking wooden planks, which I didn't like at first, but it still stands out.
Kevin said fucking twice. That means he really enjoyed it.
Fucking.
That's
it.
The WWE Becky Lynch Charlotte Flair Evolution match was unbelievable.
Yes. Yes. I also have a couple on my list here.
Oh, please.
Rollins and Miz from Backlash was an amazing match. But the one that I think that we forgot about was Ronda Rousey and Kurt Angle versus Stephanie and Triple H. That was a great fucking match. That told a great story, had a lot of drama.
I don't know what's going to stop me from reaching over and punching.
Why? What was wrong with that match? I love the shit out of that match.
It was a good match. It was a fun, solid, good match, but I don't know if you can put it when you're talking about 2018.
What else happened on that card that was worth WrestleMania this year?
I don't know.
I have to look that up because that might have been the match of the card.
It may have been, and I think, if anything, I remember us kind of saying that back then, but we're talking about the whole year.
I don't think that was part of the year. I mean, you know.
Anywhere near.
Cedric Alexander, Mustafa Ali. Oh, the Andre the Battle Royal. That was amazing.
Shit. What?
Naomi winning the Women's Battle Royal, which had to have Moolah's name removed from it because, you know, Moolah was a piece of shit of a human being.
Her and the Dynamite Kid.
Seth Rollins beat The Miz and Finn Balor. Flair beat Asuka.
Flair beat Asuka. Oh.
Undertaker beat John Cena. That was amazing. Oh, Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon over Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. It's a main event anywhere in the country. Styles and Nakamura we talked about. Yeah, dude, that had to be the best match on the show. Had to be.
Say it one more time to convince yourself.
Fuck, dude.
Maybe. No, I remember it being awesome. I remember talking about
it. But that had to be the match of the show. Seth Rollins beat The Miz and Finn Balor. Was that good? For the IC title? I don't remember that.
Yeah, but you can't put that up against... like.
Yes, I can! It's the Shining Wizards, and I'm a wizard.
None of those matches are better than the Golden Lovers against the Young Bucks.
Okay, well, fair enough. I'm talking about stuff that I remember. Oh, when Nick was talking about his neck. I remember that. That was a great match.
See?
Fuck. All right, well, fuck me then. Fuck.
Tanahashi, Ibushi, the G1 Climax
Final.
All right,
now you're just speaking Japanese. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Ibushi Omega?
All right,
Ishii Omega.
Oh, and Ibushi's his partner, right?
Yeah.
I remember that match, too. Shit, I watched a lot of Japanese wrestling this year. I want to play Japanese wrestling games now. Kevin, don't look disgusting.
Me up.
I'm happy.
You make me happy.
I had a great 2018. And let's go back to the beginning of the show.
What about Jericho Omega, the no DQ match?
Oh, when Jericho was yelling at people?
We did a show here, and we watched the
match. I know. It was amazing. What? You'd put that over Rousey and Kurt Angle?
Absolutely. 100 times.
Boo.
Why boo?
I don't know.
I hate that. Ronda Rousey.
I know you hate her, but you can't take away from the fact that that was a great match.
It was a good
match. No, but I think all these matches are better.
Well, bukkake on you.
Oh, maybe. Boy, oh boy, oh boy.
All right, what else are we talking about? I'm done.
You're done.
You shit on my favorite match. I'm done.
That was your favorite match of the year?
Page here. It's my favorite match. Oh, I got one more news and note here before I'm out of newses and notices.
Okay.
The XFL was announced to be returning for the 2020 inaugural season. They announced the locations, and lo and behold, New Jersey MetLife Stadium will be hosting the New York, New Jersey team. And here's something I found ironic. LA is getting a team as well. New Jersey MetLife Stadium is the largest venue holding 82,000 people for football. None of the other venues even come close. I think even wherever they're performing in L.A., where the games are going to be held in L.A. is only like 50 or 60,000.
Yeah, I think it's where the Chargers are playing now, if I'm not mistaken.
So this is a huge venue for them, and this is a big deal, dude. They're saying they're doing everything right. They're taking out all the gaga, all the hullabaloo, all the nonsense, and it's going to be what people come to see, football. Football, football, football. And I think, honestly, I'm really pulling for them. I think this is a big deal.
No, I mean, it definitely is. And it's just going to be interesting to see where it goes, because now, we talked about this maybe a couple weeks ago, is that there are other football organizations being introduced sooner than the XFL.
No.
Whether or not it's a feeder system to the NFL or whether it's something else, but I do think the XFL will be okay if they just take it slow, don't go nuts, and then just make it real football. I think it's starting like right after the Super Bowl, I think in 2020, or unless I'm confusing it with that other league that's coming into the.
I think the other league's supposed to start up next year.
Yeah,
no?
It is.
Well,
it
this
is.
Year now, 2019.
Yeah.
Pass me another glass of champagne over there, Kev. Oh, awesome. Thanks. He threw it and spilled not a drop.
That's right.
Kevin's a bartender. He's good at this shit.
Retired bartender.
Well, still, you don't lose it. It's like riding a bike.
That's true.
Know, right?
Never really forget how to open a beer.
Hey, give me a beer, baby. So, what were we talking about? I don't even remember.
XFL,
yes.
I found my Hitmen hat, my New York, New Jersey Hitmen
I got
hat.
My jersey. In the attic.
They're not going to keep the same names, though.
That's fine.
I don't like it.
Why?
Because I love that logo.
And the Hitmen name? I mean,
it's... I remember the Hitmen, Bret Hart. I was like, yeah! Like, it's perfect. It combines two of my favorite things.
What would be better than calling them the New York, New Jersey Lesbians?
Huh?
Bret Hart looks like a lesbian now? No? Come All on, right. Keep the dream alive. Please laugh into the microphone when you enjoy my humor.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Charlie.
I mean, it would go with, you know, like, equality and whatnot. I mean, we got to move in with the times. Maybe we'll call them the HLAs.
So, are you just going to have a bunch of lesbians out there playing football?
By God, could you imagine the titties?
Oh, my
no?
God. I thought...
Matt didn't like the titty joke.
Nah, it's, you know...
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Ring of Honor. Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
Ring of Honor had a banner year.
Yes.
Starting with their 16th anniversary show in March, they did amazing stuff. You saw the Ring of Honor World Championship change hands several times. Dalton Castle started the year off as the champion. And then he eventually lost the title to Jay Lethal. And now Jay Lethal rides into the super card at MSG is the champion, successfully defending against Litany.
Cody and Skrull, was that?
Yes, he beat Cody and Skrull. He beat
A bunch of guys.
You think Lethal's going to hold on to the belt going into the Garden?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely.
All right, no, that's a pretty bold prediction.
He's the franchise. He's the face of Ring of Honor. He's been there since day one. I mean, him and the Briscoes, really.
And Daniels, I guess, too, even though we don't know if he's going to be there or not.
Yeah. I definitely think he's going to be there.
I definitely
think. Did you read the Ring of Honor spoilers?
I didn't.
All right, then I won't say anything.
Yeah, well, don't. I mean, it happened already, right? No?
Yes.
So maybe. It happens. You can talk about it. Well, maybe. It's 2019, people. It's a new year. It's a new time.
New year, lots of great things. Marty Scurll, got his new villain.
Okay, that's what I wanted to talk about, too. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Villain that Enterprises.
That's awesome. I just love the way it's like thing. All your friends left. He's like, that's all right. I made new friends, and it's fucking. Oh,
good for him. I saw that. That's awesome.
Loved it.
Brody, we could do. King and PCO.
Comeback of the year.
Guys that you would never think would be in wrestling in 2018. PCO. It's crazy.
Who would you give comeback of the year to? Daniel Bryan or PCO?
Ooh. PCO.
Yeah, I think it would have to be. Because Daniel Bryan's always been around. Like, PCO is like, where the fuck did he come from?
I'll have to go PCO as well.
And the crazy motherfucker's having darts thrown at his chest. Like, he's fucking certifiably insane, but he's miraculously returned, and it's awesome.
Yeah. I'm actually looking really, really looking forward to seeing where Ring of Honor goes.
Well, we could go into what we think for 2019. Do we have anything? But you know what we should do? Wrestler of the Year. I mean, we talked about Woman Wrestler of the Year. And we want to go into who we think was the King of Kings in 2018.
This is tough. This is really hard.
This is tough.
That's what she's.
I mean, who's contenders before you actually pinpoint?
All right,
let's
do a list of contenders.
I mean, you got to put Omega up there.
Yeah. Omega.
I'd put AJ Styles. He had a hell of a year.
Yep.
You know, even if you think it was uneventful, I mean, you know, in terms of huge stories and whatnot, I mean, he was the consistency of SmackDown.
I mean, you can't go without. I think you have to always include Cody, Jay Lethal,
Strowman,
Roman.
Yeah, Strowman, both Roman. Of them.
Strowman, Roman.
Do we want to put Brock up there?
No.
Oh, fuck. Jeez, sorry. Okada? Okada didn't have a good 2019? Yeah, there you
Okada
go.
Okada can go there.
Tanahashi.
Naito?
You're just naming Japanese.
Well, I mean,
wrestlers.
Everything in Japan was great, so I don't want to leave anybody out.
What about Austin Aries?
Austin Aries had a great year.
Ciampa.
Gargano?
Yeah.
Oh, they go together.
Wow, that's a big field.
Jinder?
No.
Was Jinder champion in 2018?
No. He lost it last November to AJ while they were in England.
Yeah, that's when AJ went to
that's right.
Fight Brock.
Brock.
So Omega, AJ, Cody, Lethal, Roman Strowman.
Okay.
Lashley? Miz, Seth Rollins, anyone, anything?
I would put Miz in there. I think he's a far contender, but I would put him in there.
Bobby
Ambrose
Lashley?
Came back this year too. No,
I'm sorry. What?
Bobby Lashley?
No.
Sorry.
Are you sure?
Yes.
All right. Drew McIntyre?
Yes. I would put him in there as an outside candidate. Absolutely. He had a hell of a year. Fucking Claymore, dude.
Man.
I like him. I think he's going to be the next big thing. But
he had a really good 2018. Let's not sugarcoat that shit.
All right.
And he's the only guy legitimately standing up to Strowman at this point.
We're probably forgetting someone. Maybe like Samoa Joe?
Nah, I don't think Joe had a really great year. Nakamura didn't have a good year.
Come on.
I hate you.
Come on.
Can we throw in like a Hangman Page?
Yeah, sure. Throw him in.
Jeff Cobb.
Keith Lee. Your new NWA North American champion? No, Keith Lee? No.
That's Willie Mack.
Willie Mack, sorry.
Oh, my.
They don't all look alike.
Sorry.
Did you see the results for Evolve by any chance? Neither did I. No,
I didn't see anything yet.
Return of the Mack. Won the North American championship at NWA 70, by the way.
All right, so this is our list.
Well, we don't have to go through it again.
I would have to hear him again
to see who you would like to vote for.
Okay.
Omega, Styles, Cody, Lethal, Roman Strowman, Okada, Tanahashi, Aries, Ciampa, Miz, McIntyre, Jeff Cobb.
Really? Really? You horse's ass?
What'd he do?
He's fucking crinkle crinkle over here. Oh, great. We're doing a dead guy.
Kris Kringle.
Oh, for real?
We have to.
Yeah, I guess,
man,
we do.
Fucking asshole.
Is that Buddha Khan over there?
Can you stop? Kevin.
Sorry.
I'm going AJ Styles.
That's a good call. Matt?
I'm going to go Tommaso Ciampa.
Ooh. Wow.
Ooh, I kind of want to switch it to Jay Lethal. Tony, can you pick Jay Lethal so I don't have to?
I'm going to pick Braun Strowman. I like Braun Strowman this year. Despite his loss, his fucking awful loss at Crown Jewel, I think Braun Strowman had a hell of a year, including Nicholas.
So you're giving Nicholas part of the credit for Braun Strowman's 2018? Absolutely.
That's what put him over the top for me. Over the top, Dad.
Flip the lid, the switch.
Flip the switch.
Yeah. All right.
You going to flip the switch? Oh, can we do spoilers on Creed 2, by the way?
What?
Rocky retired this year.
That's not wrestling related.
Yeah, well, Sylvester Stallone, didn't he induct Hogan? Who did he induct?
Cares.
He inducted somebody in the Hall of Fame years ago.
Hogan.
Or was it Arnold that inducted? No, Arnold
was Hogan.
Inducted
Hogan.
It was Hogan.
It was Hogan. Because he called him... I forget what he used. Meatball? He used the 1980s moniker, like the Incredible Hulk Hogan. I think he instead of the Immortal, he called him the Incredible Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, but I mean, he was incredible.
I know. I'm just saying, just how I remember it.
Come on, Meatball! It's fucking greatest taunting ever in that movie. Come on, Meatball! He kept calling Rocky Meatball.
No, I get it.
I don't know. I found it funny. I enjoyed that movie very much.
What about Shining Wizards moments of 2018?
Oof. Wow. Eric Bischoff singing Happy Birthday to me was awesome.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
That's it?
I don't see anybody else jumping in.
It's a lot.
We had Colt Cabana on for the first time as an actual guest and not bothering him for 5 minutes at a convention.
It's true.
That was all for your birthday.
Yes. As well as Nick Aldis. Kevin had a spectacular birthday show.
My birthday show was absolutely blew me out of the water.
Brutus the Barber fucking Beefcake called from the hospital.
Fucking Beefcake, fucking Mick Foley, Jeff Jarrett, Road Warrior Animal.
And unfortunately, our friend who could use some help, Jason Sines.
Ooh, yeah.
That's rough. We didn't even mention that.
Oh, yeah.
Poor guy. I still don't know the whole story behind that one. That's kind of fucked up.
He was working this new job. It's either roofing or construction or something.
Oh, fuck, really?
And he fell through...
A skylight.
And completely shattered his back.
Yeah, so he was paralyzed from the waist down.
I don't know if he still is or not. I don't know if that was supposed to just a temporary thing. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
because he underwent back surgery. They say he's got a lot of physical therapy and stuff to go through.
One, two, three, four.
Oh, my. Which one is this?
Owen Hart, thinking of Owen Hart, thinking how he fell so far, and he hit so hard. Bad idea from the start. Yeah, we miss you, Owen Hart.
Jason Sines! Talk about Jason Sines. He fell through a skylight and he broke his spine. Hope you're going to get better soon, buddy. We miss you, Jason Sines. Thank you. Good night.
Oh, goddamn. Terrible. Terrible.
Listen, when your friends start a GoFundMe for you and they call it Sign Spines.
No, I get it.
You know?
I didn't even see that. They did that?
That's what it's called. It's like the Jason Sines Fund, a.k.a. Sign Spines.
Just because he broke his back doesn't mean he lost his sense of humor.
Make him humble.
And we collectively donated, so...
Yes, and if you'd like to help out, just please go to GoFundMe.com and search Jason Sines, S-A-E-N-Z. Or like I said, Sign Spines. It's on our Facebook page somewhere. Help the guy out, dude. It's rough. His medical insurance was supposed to start today, January 1st.
Oh.
Which is awful. That, ugh. So if you can help it out, that'd be awesome.
We had a litany of in-studio guests. Studio B was hopping all summer.
Yes.
We were hopping here, no?
Did
we
yes. Here? Yeah. Dave LaGreca joined us again for 400.
That's right. Louis was here.
God damn!
Up in Studio B, I think 2018 was the year of Joe Gacy.
Gacy, Casey Cattell, and Brandon Kirk.
Fucking Ronnie Burton.
Oh, yeah, fucking Ronnie Burton.
Fucking Ronnie.
I forgot about fucking Ronnie Burton.
I got his pick somewhere over here.
Shit, who else?
Sizzlin' Stan Styles.
Sizzlin' Stan
fucking
was
Popeye
there.
Himself. Casey Cattell and Brandon Kirk.
The Graysons.
Also
the
Graysons.
Wait, who else was here? I have a feeling we're missing people that were here.
Yeah, I'm going to go check the old website.
Check the...
Yeah, fucking... who was here?
Let me see.
Holy shit.
I know, let me see. Oh, fuck. Type.
2018...
Let's see who was here.
In studio.
Casey Cattell, Amazing Grace. EC Negro was in Studio B.
Oh, yeah.
Ronnie Burton. Steve Mack. No, that was 2017. I guess we didn't have too many people here. Fuck.
We just don't have enough pictures up.
Yeah, probably. That's probably the case. But we had a lot of guests.
Yeah, we always have a lot of guests.
We have a ton of guests, bro.
We just don't know who was in studio.
I guess we should have prepared for this. I mean, the champagne's getting to us.
That's it.
Holy shit, Trip Cassidy returned to the show for your birthday.
There you go. So did Jazzy. Jazzy called from Germany?
Yes. Munich? I don't
German?
Know. Somewhere in Germany.
Germany?
Yes. Germany.
Germany. We mourned the death of many people in the wrestling industry.
Yeah, I mean,
2018.
We talked about Bruno earlier, but yeah.
Bruno, Big Bully Busick, who was part of Eddie's birthday show.
Yeah. Who?
Brian Christopher, Brickhouse Brown, Jim the Anvil Neidhart, Johnny Valiant.
Holy fuck, Johnny Valiant was hit by a truck. I didn't mean for that to rhyme.
Well, it did.
I know.
Masa Saito.
Yeah, that's right.
Matt Capitella.
Capitelli.
Sorry, Capitelli.
Yeah, that was sad, dude. When we found out that he was sick again, that was fucking rough.
Nikolai Volkov, who was part of Eddie's birthday show.
I got a great picture with him at one of the conventions. One of the...
Paul Jones. Eddie's birthday show killed three people. Vader, Nikolai Volkov, and Big Bully Busick.
Holy shit.
Wow.
Well, we can't bring them back for other birthday
Paul
shows.
Paul Jones.
We killed a lot of people this year.
Yeah, you fucking killed fucking Dynamite Kid.
Larry the Axe Henning. Rockin' Rebel. But that was a really shitty one.
Yeah, didn't him and his girlfriend kill each other or some shit?
Yeah, something weird like that.
He killed them both.
Dude.
So, that's...
Way to bring the show down there, Matt.
Well, I mean, we had to mention them.
Got to show respect.
That's rough. But let's be fair. It's not like we lost a bunch of young guys to the business. A lot of these guys were, you know, 80s, 70s. In fairness, it's not like the way it used to be where we were like, holy shit, Louis Piccoli died and fucking, you know, Bobby Duncan Jr. died. Like, you know, these guys are like, they've lived long lives already.
Some of them have,
not
yes.
Really, man.
Come on, Nikolai. Nikolai was pushing 80, wasn't
no,
he?
No, he was 72. He was 70. 70 to 72. That's not old anymore.
Well, he's older. It's not like he died when he was like 40.
No, I get it, but it's still like, doesn't make it better. It's not like.
No, of course it doesn't make it better.
Like the Rock and Rebel thing, he fucking, whatever, which is sad, but that's on him.
Yeah, what do you think? I'm looking at the dates, like the ages. I mean, Masa Saito was 76. I mean, Johnny Valiant, that was a fucking terrible accident, but the guy was 71. I mean...
That's not old.
And
he didn't die naturally. So that's what that still makes it awful.
And we still don't know what happened with Brian Christopher. Yeah, you know what? A lot of these are pretty bad. This is fucking awful.
Yep.
Fuck. Well, thanks for joining us. We hope 2019.
So, on a brighter note, how was that Shane Douglas versus Raven hair versus hair match?
I didn't get to watch the end, but isn't that the one where they butchered Raven's scalp, where they were using the clippers the wrong way?
I'm just going through the old text to see what other topics we may have forgotten about, and I just happened to come across.
Well, we could do predictions, like what we think, what we can expect in 2019. You want to do that to close it out?
Sure.
All right. I predict everyone's going to have a good time in 2019.
Wow. Really going out on the edge there.
You know what, dude? In this day and age, sometimes having fun is the only way to go.
Oh, life lessons with Tony Z.
Well, there you go. Do we have life lessons
Matt,
music?
Matt, you have this in the text for a sort of like a template of what we're going to talk about. Worst gimmick of 2018. Did we see a debut of a gimmick that just wasn't good?
Yes. Nia Jax and her fat fist.
All right.
That's the shits, dude. Wow. When she's like, oh, my fist is going to fuck you. Yeah, no, sorry.
Matt?
Nope.
Not can you top? Can you top that, Matty
not
boy?
Not today.
Can I top?
Matt doesn't like the pirate, but that pirate.
I hate Carrie Sane. I think it's the stupidest thing ever.
I love that shit.
I love that fucking shit. Pirate. I hate Ronda Rousey.
Oh, fucking smiles.
Gimmick.
Like anything in NXT that popped up that you're just like, why are they doing that?
Or oh, I hate the Street Profits. There we go.
All right.
Oh, you know what pissed me off?
No.
Those Josephus guy. That gimmick is the shit.
The NWA?
I've never seen him before. That was pretty awful.
The chick with the shaved head?
No, the guy himself with the robes and the bare feet and all that shit.
Oh, okay, yeah. And he had a chick with a shaved head with him.
Yes. He also had Hollywood from Glow, so you call me a creeper.
Haboo. Interesting.
Yeah. I'm going to go, what did I just say?
Street Profits.
Street Profits. Hate the Street Profits. They had a feud with, what, TM61?
Who, one of the guys just got released.
Over a cup?
Nick Miller.
Fuck your hand.
A cup?
Yeah, they had a feud over a cup. One of them stole their plastic red Solo cup.
Did they come to the ring playing red Solo cup?
No, I hate the Street Profits. I can't believe they beat fucking Doom Patrol for the Evolve Tag Team Championships.
I just don't like the one guy's gear. Montez Ford. No, not Montez Ford. Who's the other one?
Montez Ford sounds like a dealership in Jersey City. Come to Montez Ford!
Oh, the guy's... What's the other guy's name? He's been there forever. Anyway.
Street Profit 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
Who gets called up from NXT this year? Who do we see make their way to the main roster?
Well, we're seeing Lars is going to be brought in. He hasn't been brought in yet.
Right.
You think they go Gargano Ciampa? Or do you think those guys got another year staying in NXT? Do you think they like staying in NXT? They don't want to go up.
I just don't see, as much as I love Johnny Gargano, and he's probably my favorite wrestler in NXT, I just don't see what you do with him on the main roster. Like, where does he fit? Who does he fit?
Yeah, there's no
with?
Home for him. Just like they brought up,
Ty Dillinger?
Insanity?
Oh, yeah, Sanity.
You
I haven't
seen
them.
Any of them, really. Insanity, what an asshole I am.
They brought up that crazy girl, right?
For a match.
Yeah, for one match. A match.
Abu.
I'm thinking...
Nikki Cross.
I think EC3 yes, makes his debut on the main roster.
I feel like he hasn't done much in NXT.
Well, he was hurt. He was hurt for a little while.
He better have Dixie Carter with him when he makes his debut. I want Dixie on WWE television in 2019. That's what I want.
Oh, I'll tell you who I hated in 2018.
Oh,
Dalton Castle.
Oh, there you go. Friend of the show.
I just don't get it.
Angelo Dawkins, that's a Street Profit that I don't like.
I don't get the Dalton Castle gimmick.
He's a goofball. That's for sure.
Yes. Goofy McGoof a lot.
And he's hurt way too often.
Yep. Injury prone. Fuck him.
Who stood out? Who were like your favorite? Not like the best, but like who were your favorite guys in 2018 or girls?
Matt Taven.
Like under the radar favorite guys. That's a good one.
The Hangman Page, which isn't really under the radar. Yeah. Jeff Cobb. I really like them.
Tony?
What about Walter? He's going to be making a splash soon for WWE.
Oh, that's a good call.
Yeah.
He got signed to NXT, right? Riddle is on NXT,
yeah,
which is
Keith Lee,
exciting.
Which you mentioned.
I watched a match recently. He was defending his Progress Championship. Who the fuck was it against? Tyler Bate? Yes. Holy fuck, dude.
We saw the signing of the War Raiders to NXT
yes.
in 2018.
Friends of the show.
That's right. Who did the open for this beautiful, beautiful podcast. You know who I love? And I think they should get a big run. If they get called up, I could see them making a splash. Oni Lorcan and Danny Burch.
I like turtles.
That's right, and turtles. I love Oni Lorcan and Danny Burch. I think they could be a real player in any tag team division. Those are my favorite guys right now. And, of course, Undisputed Era are always awesome.
Right. So, I don't think it's a... I think NXT it's a standalone.
Yeah.
you know, I don't think you necessarily need to be called up to the main roster. I think a lot of these guys are better off in NXT.
You think there's a chance NXT becomes that quote-unquote third brand and they actually start giving it equal play?
Yes.
Like they do with Raw and SmackDown.
Yes. I think with the Fox deal, I think you're going to see NXT on...
I forgot about that.
On Fox.
Oh, early rumor going around, 205 Live might be on the chopping block at the beginning of the year, too.
That's unfortunate because that show's really...
Really starting to pick up, too.
Really... One of the better.
That's an unsung hero of 2018 right there.
Yeah, but the problem is if you don't have eyes on it, they're not going to keep it around.
It's the network.
I get it, but
it's the same to me. I look at it, and I guess it does cost a little money to produce or whatever. But to me, it's just like the dark matches before the show.
You think they're going to wind up just absorbing those guys into SmackDown?
Well, they've already started.
Well, so
look
then,
at Lucha House Parties on Raw every week.
And that's
the worst gimmick of 2018.
There it is. That's
Thank
the
you,
worst
Kevin.
Gimmick. That is the worst.
I put that right up there with Nia's fist, the Lucha House Party.
But they're on. Drake Maverick's on. Leo Rush is on. Mustafa Ali was on.
Oh, shit. Drake Maverick pissing his pants was a terrible moment in 2018.
Yeah.
That was terrible. Thank you, Kevin. This is awesome.
Loser of 2018.
The AOP.
Enzo Amore.
Oh, yeah. You don't like your...
We didn't even talk, not even the allegations against him.
Consensual penis.
That embarrassing thing with him being at Survivor Series.
Oh, fuck me twice, yes.
We never even talked about that.
That could be worst moment of 2018.
He's a fucking embarrassed. He got thrown off of a plane.
He's an idiot. He is an idiot. I still don't know. Like, how can Triple H in one gym buddy... find Sheamus, who's done great things, and then his next gym buddy is fucking Enzo Amore. Like, how does that happen? Like, you know what? It worked out with Sheamus. Let me give this idiot a shot. Nothing? Really?
I didn't hate Enzo when he was there. But he's become a caricature of himself.
The best thing to happen to Enzo is when Kevin Owens was making fun of him on the apron. That was the greatest moment in his career, when Kevin was doing the dance after they beat the shit out of him.
Look, when he went to 205 Live, he really sparked the vision.
No doubt.
But
However, that was
2017.
Yeah.
You know, at the beginning of 2018 is when all that stuff happened with him.
Yep.
And then, you know, unfortunately, he was accused of something he didn't do.
All he had to do was tell them. They didn't get rid of him because of what the allegations were.
Right.
They got rid of him because he didn't tell anyone, and it had been going on for 6 months.
Yeah.
6 months, dude. And they started putting heavy-duty stock in him during that time.
It's easier to ask for forgiveness, right?
Well, it's not so much now because look at where he's at.
No, I mean, he means tell them and then ask for forgiveness as opposed to keeping it to yourself. And
right. Because then look what happened to him.
Yeah.
And now
that's all on you. At least if you come forward and say, hey, listen, this is what happened, I'm sorry, then odds are things probably would have... He may have still gotten let go, but at least the door may not have... The bridge may not have been totally burned at that point once the allegations proved baseless.
And fucking James Ellsworth's got allegations against him too yet, doesn't he?
I haven't heard anything. I never even saw anything about that.
All I heard
just the chatter on the book.
I heard he was accused. I heard that this woman was a problem, that she gave a lot of people problems. I heard that he was making a statement with his lawyer, that they made a statement that everything was going to be exonerated. So who knows?
Ooh, you know who we forgot to put in the category for Wrestler of the Year? Velveteen Dream.
Okay.
I think he's up there. They got a great 2018.
He's definitely up there.
Oh, he's up there. Any other predictions? Anything you want to see for 2019? I think it's the year of Becky Lynch.
I think 2019 will be... You'll see the first ever women's main event at WrestleMania.
Lynch and Charlotte.
No, Lynch and Ronda.
Really?
That's going to...
Maybe Charlotte's in there too somehow. I don't know.
All right, Lynch-Ronda makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
It'll be the first ever women's main event at WrestleMania.
You think Braun Strowman finally realizes his dream? Maybe we get a feud that carries us through the dead spot of the year.
This all
Claymore
depends on
Strowman.
What do you think? Do you think The Rock is coming back in 2019?
The Rock?
Yeah.
Is he coming back?
That's what they're saying.
That's what the rumors were. The sheets and the chitter chatter. of maybe a Rock Brock WrestleMania main event.
Which Rock Brock Rock,
which I think would trump a Ronda Becky if that happened. That would be the last match.
Well, you know what they're going to do. They're going to put it on last match. They're going to say the main event is whatever match you really came to see, and blah blah blah. And there could be co-main events, and there could be four main events, and every match is a main event on WrestleMania except for the pre-show of the Survivor Series, where they don't count because we want Raw to dominate, and somebody fucked up and fuck everything. Seriously, that's all they do. They change the story to fit whatever narrative fits the week.
I think 2019, the wrestling business and the industry continue to grow, and with the prospects of this Cody Rhodes, Young Bucks, Jim Ross, Jacksonville Jaguar guy thing, the Supercard show at MSG, the business that Ring of Honor is doing, the stuff with the MLW and what Impact is doing in the WWE, and all the independent scene is thriving. I think the possibilities are truly endless. You know, Danny Cage being put in charge of the Ring of Honor dojo, that means the Monster Factory is now incorporated with Ring of Honor.
Yep, and the future of Honor.
There's so much good that I see in 2019. It's only going to make wrestling better for fans and podcasts and the Shining Wizards.
Good, 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 good. Very good.
Thank you.
Kevin?
Nah, I'm with him. Echo everything that he said.
Ooh, do we want to do Going Home?
Crap.
No,
I have nothing. I have nothing. Home for
I bring nothing to the table.
For 2018, I can only hope that 2019 is a banner year for the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
It's going to be a great year for everybody. Do we have some closing music, or do you want me to go with an old staple?
No, please.
Okay, you want to hear Can You Quack?
No.
Nothing? No? Want to hear Strong Like Bruno? You want to hear the Quebecers?
No.
We're not the Mounties.
I'm going to play something.
Oh, boy.
Just because I think he's going to have a banner year in 2019. Of course, there's a fucking commercial.
The World Wrestling Federation.
No. This guy. 2019, the year of the villain.
Marty Scroll?
Absolutely.
Well, there you go. We're glad you joined us here for 2018, the closure, the rapture, if you will. Welcome you to 2019. What's the story for the Shiny Wizard? Stay tuned, find out. Yeah. Nothing else?
No.
Thank you for listening in 2018. Everyone, thank you.
I don't know what else to say.
Happy to you.
Happy to you.
Happy baby.
7-4-2. The doodle.
Oh. One step.
We'd like to thank our Patreon patrons, including Cindy Ardone, Dan Rusinello, Kathy Hummer, Manny Kratzo, Mike Martinelli, and Sean Toe. Thank you for your support. And if you'd like to join them, patreon.com/wizardspodcast.